As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, Colossians 2:6, the life of faith is receiving Christ himself. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-10. The scripture tells us what to do with grace. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Colossians 2:6-7. How did you receive him? By grace. How do you walk in him? By grace. When you received Christ, you received the demonstrable, provable life of God, by which Christ is known and experienced. And if you continue to receive his grace, you will bear Christ's fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 4 to 5. When the Apostle Paul pleaded with God to remove a thorn, God gave saints for all time the secret of victorious living. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul's response to this wonderful news was, therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 to 10. If you forget that your walk must be by grace, you'll no longer have the power of Christ rest upon you. Paul said, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you for every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, 8.